F off back to Russia.
What we're gonna do here is go back, way back, back into time, when the only people that existed was cavemen, cave women, Neanderthals, troglodytes,
chocolate dice.
Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his stereo. Get up, try to do his thing, something like this. Tired of dancing on his own.
said, I ain't gonna lie to you, we started it all way back then. When she said, he said, right on.
What a fun, funky way to get things rocking here. Zombo in Your Brain. And that is released this year, the Jim Jones All-Stars. And the song was, yes, the remake of Jimmy Castor's Bunch's Troglodytes. And man, they'd be tearing that up. They'd be tearing that up. So that was Jim Jones All-Stars released this year. And the Zombo, this is, I know this is ridiculous, you know, feeling of self-accomplishment, but this is the last recap of 2023, getting through all the best music that I found, was given, was released, reissued, and thrown into my brain over 2023. This is the fourth quarter, and we started this actually at the beginning of December, and now this is the last stuff, and we got it. So this is going to be fun. We're going to wind all this down. You're gonna know by the end of the show all the great music that that happened in my life in 2023. What a sad little accomplishment, but you know, it's the end of a thing. Off next week, I don't know if it's Massive Music Weekend or not. I got some nice stuff planned for Massive Music Weekend. That's where all the DJs play little half hours of their favorite musics. And I have mine all set. What I do is I do the pregame because it starts at noon. So I do four slots right before noon and I got some good stuff. Then I got like three slots in, starting, I think at like at noon to 1:30 or something. I have three slots. The three I'm doing and the slots I'll be doing Temples, which I did a couple years ago, but man, they came out with a new album this year and I'm going to play a lot of that. Monster Rally. A real fun thing this guy does with old Exotica records from the 1960s. He redoes them. They're real cool. And then the other one is going to be Shilpa Ray. So I managed to find a bunch of Shilpa Ray tunes that doesn't have an F-bomb in them. And there's a lot of them with F-bombs, so you got to be careful with her. And so the four that I'm doing pre-show, I'm going to be doing Brave Combo. So I never really did Brave Combo. I'll do Brave Combo. I am going to be doing iMonster from Denmark. I thought that was a good one. And then the other ones, let's see, I already got it all put together. I'm so far ahead of the curve. So this is really, let's see, Massive Music Weekend, what do I got here? Where is that thing? I don't have it. I do have it. I don't have it. I do have it. Here it is. All right, so it's going to be Brave Combo, Cleaners from Venus, Martin Newell. I really like his stuff. iMonster, Messer Frau Mueller, which is the band before Messer Chups. And so that's nice. So I've got one. I got seven slots, so that's kind of nice. And it's going to be my show. And that's the sad thing. They didn't tell us exactly when Massive Music Weekend is. It might be next weekend. It might be the weekend after that or the weekend after that. I don't even know that I get here. Same with Buggy. Whenever they do the carnival here, I never know until it's like, well, I'm not on the air this time. And that's happening in April. So that's going to, or March or April. Who knows with these? I just go along for the ride. All right. So, and then I've got some really neat stuff planned to come back into the action with my theme shows weekdays. So before I get back into the days, the weeks, the months, all of that stuff to all my theme shows, I'm going to do all theme shows for days of the week. So I already got Sunday done, Monday, and then probably Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are all going to be like smashed into one show. Friday, I probably have enough music for all songs about Friday and all songs about Saturday. So it's going to be nice. It's going to be like five shows about the all songs about the days of the week coming up. But right now, oh boy, let's just get back into the action, Jackson. Once again, recapping 2023, we started in December. I started in December. But just kind of giving you all kinds of cool stuff. Once again, a band called 10,000 Russos do really nice electronic trance stuff. I played early in the show because most of you people are in a trance or just waking up or not even listening. Anyhow, this is from their first, and they're from Portugal. From their second album, I think. This is Distress, Distress. 10,000 Russos from Portugal. Yeah. And the cool thing is, no electronics, man. This is all processed bass drum guitar and vocals. Version of Take Five there by Richard Anthony, and we heard Devo doing Dr. Detroit from they reissued all that stuff called 50 Years of the Evolution, 1973 through 2023, and that was the nice version of Dr. Detroit from the unwatchable film with Dan Aykroyd, Dr. Detroit. The best thing about that whole movie was that soundtrack. It's pretty bad, but the video's neat. If you ever want to see the video, you can get a recap of pretty much the whole movie in a 3-minute song. And the neat thing was, I was always used to hearing I had the 12-inch extended version of Dr. Detroit on the big 12-inch record. And so I'm used to hearing all the different mix of that. But that was nice to hear that, I guess what they call the single version of that. Mm-hmm. Zombo in your brain, recapping 2023. And how you bums doing, all right? All right, let's see here. Let me tell you something, man. Okay, let's see what we got here. All right. Courts in Session with the Rockin' Attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, for 2.5 hours. Man, that extra half hour really makes the difference. Rock and roll, country, soul with a focus on new music and your favorite classic artists. Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on this here station, RCT. And we got Jazz Corner, 1-to-1 with Kevin Amos. Yeah, man, the original guy. Yeah, the man. Kevin Amos. Join them 6 a.m. to noon. That is 6 freaking hours for jazz, blues, R&B, funk, reggae, soul, and more. Yeah. That's one of those shows where it's really long. You know, that's a 6-hour show, man. You're eating lunch or you're eating some potato chips while you're on the air. That's what I think happens. I know I have my longest show. When I first started out, I think was... 5 hours. I had a 5-hour show when I first started out. And that's actually, I had that for quite a while because there's Zombo's Deep Archives, which airs on Thursdays, 4 a.m. to 7 on Thursdays. And I think the last man standing at I don't know what it's called today, but at his place of work, actually has to get up that early for work. So he actually hears the show Thursdays, 4 a.m. in the morning. Oof. But needless to say, the show was 5 hours long. I can't imagine. 3 hours is good. I like the 3 hour slot. Most of the people now have, you know, like 1 hour shows. And that's, I don't know, you just get moving and grooving. And then the next thing you know, you just got to moving and grooving and you're out of there. So there you go with that. So we got a couple of those shows here. And I should tell you about, let's see. Do I really want to tell you guys about vaping? Because, you know, everybody, you should know that vaping ain't good for you. You know, nothing's good for you. Vaping ain't good for you. Diet 7-Up ain't good for you, even though there's no caffeine in Diet 7-Up. Coca-Cola ain't good for you. You know, vaping, that ain't good for you. It's cool. That's not cool. So smoking cigarettes is cool. I don't know how that happened, but I still see somebody with a cigarette. I mean, yeah, it's kind of cool. It's got Death Wish going on there. Smoking, but vaping, you look like a little baby. You know, you're just sucking on a pen. I'm like, that's weird. You know, that'll never be cool. You know, that'll never be cool. You know, even though it's like guys, oh, look at this cloud. I'm vaping in cloud. Well, whatever. It's not safe for youth. Oh, it's not safe for youth. Oh, okay, there you go. Safe for everybody else. My mistake. Vaping can put microscopic particles in your lungs. And there's microscopic particles everywhere. So if you're freaking out about microscopic particles, think of the microplastics in your water. Think of the microorganisms that are weirded out in the air. Think of all the microorganisms in the food you're eating. All the microorganisms is going to get you. And they put dangerous metals into your body, too, like Black Sabbath. Nicotine can harm a person's brain through the mid-20s. It's good for the brain after the mid-20s, according to this. All right, so it's got flavors and it's delicious. So talk to your kids about vaping. See, I always thought that was kind of cool because candy cigarettes were fun. And they never really came out against candy cigarettes, which I am very happy about. You can still buy candy cigarettes and candy cigars. That's pretty cool. Just kind of, I always thought, and the other thing was like, what I always thought with the whole lollipop phase, when the TV show Kojak was on the air with Telly Savalas, you know, he looked cool with a lollipop. The guy was so cool. Telly Savalas, he was just, I mean, the guy could rock a lollipop. He could be, you know, having a Tootsie Pop in his mouth. He goes, that is a badass dude. That's a badass dude with a sucker hanging out of his mouth. Only Telly Savalas. Maybe Yul Brynner could get away with that too. Is that bald shaved head kind of like way cool dude? Yeah, Telly Savalas is a pretty cool dude. Horrible record. If you ever have, he came out with a record. He thought he could sing. Yep, and that was kind of a brutal mistake. He should have kept the lollipop in his mouth. So anyhow, a message from substance abuse, the mental health thing, and Tootsie Pops. Yeah. Nobody ask Kojak how many licks it takes to get to the center, though. And everybody knows it's 3. All right, let's see here. Okay, I think this is a reissue or a live thing. I don't know. Let's see. It's Gang of Four. I think it's a reissue. No, it's a BBC section. So there's something else that was released. This is the first song I ever heard that was a punk rock song ever. I was like, wow!
Foreign soil will bring
that tune is actually a brain opener. The first time I heard that, 1979, when my brother came home and they brought home, and he wasn't into punk. That's the thing. My older brother wasn't into really punk. He was into like Frank Zappa and, some jazz stuff and a lot of British stuff. And, and I go, and put that record on. And it just, that tune came on, just opened brains up. There are several tunes like that that I think are seminal, and everybody's got their own. The first time you hear them, they are just they put this indelible mark on your brain. The first Roxy Music album, 1972, hearing Remake Remodel. I was like, whoa. Also around that time, Brian Eno and Robert Fripp, No Pussyfootin'. Before that, into the late 60s, hearing like 21st Century Schizoid Man for the first time. That is some precious-ass moments. Ella Guru by from Trout Mask Replica. Just all of that stuff. Just the first time you just heard that stuff, it just starts developing your brain and opening your brain up. It says a lot about what you're drawn to. It must be some kind of chemical thing or some past life thing coming back at you or just the way you're wired. But something about certain songs, you hear them the first time that actually change the direction of your musical tastes. Now, some will end your musical tastes. I remember I was listening to The Tramps' Disco Inferno and my platform shoe slipped off of my brake and I cracked into some guy and rear-ended them. This was in the car. And that was my end of my disco era. The end of my disco era was The Tramps' Disco Inferno when I got into a car accident. I was like, ah, this disco ain't doing it for me anymore. And I really wasn't. I was very selective about the disco music I liked. Saturday Night Fever. People always get that Saturday Night Live and Saturday Night Fever mixed up. It was Saturday Night Live Fever. And that's still a good album. There's still a lot of, you can talk a lot of trash on the Bee Gees, but those guys knew how to structure a tune. Same with ABBA. Knew how to structure a tune. Whatevs. But that's the music industry for you. And what else? I think that's pretty much. But there's always something that gets you. Oh, for the fall, it was probably, man, Copped It from Amazing World of the Fall. When I heard Copped It or 2x4. From that record, that was something that just kind of opened my brain up to other stuff. First Soft Machine record, Hope for Happiness. Same there. I mean, those are great moments in life when you actually can recall. It's like your first girlfriend, boyfriend, your first, first time you did something that was important to you. And music is obviously pretty important to me. Let's see here. Okay, we are going to do a version of another good one was okay. The first Cream record, like I Feel Free. When you first heard that, when that first chord comes in, and it breaks into I Feel Free, or even with the Pixies, what was a good Pixies tune that really kind of was a brain opener? Probably Gigantic, maybe something even earlier, something from Surfer Rosa. I digress. Here's Strange Brew, a version of it by What Noise by a compilation that came out there. Still recapping 2023. So this is a really neat Cream version.
Yeah.
Alright, something real strange about that song. Strange, originally done by Cream, written by Eric Clapton, Felix Papagliardi, and his wife Gail Collins Papagliardi. She wrote a lot of lyrics for Mountain, which Felix Papagliardi was in. She ended up shooting him. This was like back probably in the 80s. Shot him. Boom. Dead. Stone dead. And said it was an accident, but she ended up going to jail for 4 years. That's not even the saddest part of the story, that she shot Felix Papagliardi. The saddest part of the story is, okay, so she goes to jail for about 4 years, I think. Then she goes, lives in Mexico, and I think she died like about 10 years ago. But this is the worst part of the story. She had her cats euthanized when she died so she could have her ashes mixed with them. All right? So, yeah, real piece of work there, Gail Collins. So she had her three cats euthanized when she died, so they could be cremated with her. And cats weren't ready to go, you know? And they're stuck with her. They're mixed to ashes. That's got to be a terrible thing to take into the afterlife. Hey, I brought my cats with me. You know, I was like 3 years old, dude. Why'd you euthanize me? And now I'm stuck with you forever. My ashes are stuck with you forever. And you euthanized me, you rat. Go back to jail. So, yeah, real piece of work. But she did write lyrics for a lot of songs by Mountain, the band Mountain. Like Nantucket Sleigh Ride and all of that stuff. And she did the album cover artwork too, I think, for some of the Mountain stuff. So, yeah, artist temperament, as it may be known. All right, there's a whole series of stuff that came out called the Mood Mosaic this past year, recapping 2023. And it is like this 20-volume set of real swing and real crazy wild world of like, instrumentals, jazzy stuff, all kinds of really neat things. This is Sadomaso from DeGrafia. And a lot of the stuff is from like old softcore movies too. So it's really cool, this whole compilation series that came up, released in 2023. And once again, recapping, coolest music of 2023 in your brain.
Bois ton huile de ricotta,
c'est gras.
Termine ce litre fillette.
Oui, mais pas plus.
Et brûle-moi le bout des seins.
Avec quoi?
Au tison de ta cigarette.
Ça sent cochon grillé.
Pour avaler une araignée. Tu nous en fais bien des histoires.
Toujours des araignées.
On termine. C'est ton heure d'être fouetté.
Au chic alors.
Apporte-moi vite la badine.
Ah, ce que j'aime ça.
Après tu pourras m'enfoncer.
Quoi mon amour?
Toutes ces punaises dans la poitrine.
Ça va être formidable.
Il te faut manger ta purée. De gros cafards et des limaces. Cet air dégoûté.
Je voudrais t'y voir.
Non, je t'en prie, pas de grimaces.
Elles sont pas fraîches, tes limaces.
Sadomaso. Ah, c'est faux. Je n'arrive pas à couper.
Bah, qu'est-ce qui se passe?
Avec les ciseaux de ton oreille.
C'est pas de chance alors.
Tant pis, allons nous recoucher.
T'as raison.
Parmi nos tessons de bouteilles.
Oui, perdons pas de temps.
Laisse-moi taillader ton dos. Avec un épluche légume.
Un peu plus bas.
Puis refais-moi ton numéro.
Le
sit while giving readings, 40 Moscow Road. Osbert giving champagne parties, Sashi's got it colder. Gertrude's hanging pictures, Alice making tea. Me, I do the only thing that still makes sense to me. I do the rock. Sometimes they make love and art inside the Dakota. Rodney's feeling sexy, Mick is really frightfully bold. Me, I do the only thing that stops me going old. I do the rock. I do the rock, rock. I do the rock, rock, rock. Well, it's stimulating. And feels exposed, built a barbed wire prison. Nietzsche 6 feet under, but his baby still got rhythm. Einstein celebrating 10 decades, but I'm afraid philosophy is just too much responsibility for me. I do the rock. I do the rock. Baby Ruth and Dizzy Dean, Best and Colin Cordray, Little Mo, away, Disco Beat and OJ. I've always liked DiMaggio and Rodney's pretty cute, you know. I could never whack a ball with such velocity. I do the rock. I do the rock. I do the rock. But I can get it. And stimulate. Jacqueline, Kate and Farrah, Meg and Roddy, John Travolta, Governor Brown and Linda, Interview and People Magazine, Miss Rona and the Queen. It must be really frightful to attract publicity. I do the rock myself. I do the rock. Carter, Begin and Sadat, Brezhnev, Deng and Castro. Every day negotiate us closer to disaster. Idi Amin and the Shah and Al-Fatah is quite bizarre. I could never get the hang of ideology.
was a robot. A robot by the Tornadoes from this box set that came out called Love and Fury. It was like Joe Meek's T-Chest tapes. All these tapes that Joe Meek did with all these different bands. And yeah, so that was the robot. And then it's like a 4, 5, or 10 CD box set. It's like, oh yeah, here's the guy talking in the studio. It's like every inch of these tapes are put on that. And, you know, well, that song's good. There's about 5 things that are worth listening to on that. Before that, Tim Curry from Fearless. I finally got the Tim Curry catalog last year. I Do the Rock. And one of the saddest things about Tim Curry is all these people are trying to harangue him to do Comic-Cons. Oh, you need to get Tim Curry. You see what Tim Curry looks like? Oh, man, he looks like Captain Pike from Star Trek. He's pretty much like, yeah, 10 strokes. He's completely distorted. I don't know if the guy can even talk. And you really want to, I mean, why would you want to see that? It's so sad. It's like, oh, yeah, wow, I really liked you in Rocky Horror. Oh, that's just great. I really like your, you really want to see that? No. You know, the guy can't write his name. They sign your autograph. They get your picture with the guy. Just like, good, not good. Not good. It's really sad Tim Curry is in the shape he's in. Even sadder, people want to parade him out. And luckily, I don't think he is doing any public appearances. Once you get that, once your body gets that beat up, you know, just roll him out, you know, make him happy, dope him up, you know, put some pornography on for him, and he's all good. All right? There you go. That's all you get. That's all you get. Drugs and porno once you get to that stage. And you probably can't even realize the difference between either two. Who knows? Recapping 2023 right here in your brain. And so I do not particularly care much for the Buzzcocks. And if anybody who listens to this radio station, probably, I love the Buzzcocks. I do not like the Buzz. Never did. But a band from Japan came out and did surf instrumental versions of the Buzzcocks. And it's pretty damn good. Let's jump right into it. This is Everybody's Happy Now. And then we're going to do that in Fast Cards. 2 songs by the way. I do not like the band, but I like these tunes. I like these surf versions by The Routes.
Thank you.
Okay, that's from the latest Routes album called The Reverberation Addict, which is all instrumental version of the Buzzcocks tunes. That was Fast Cars. Before that, Everybody's Happy Now. Yeah, not a fan of Buzzcocks, but love the surf versions of these tunes. So, so I got to let you know that I am playing these things as a recap of 2023. I've never really played probably about 95% of these ever before on the radio. So what happens is, I was just explaining to the listener, I get about 100, at least 100 new pieces of music every month. That's like albums, singles, 12 inches, 100 pieces of music, 100 albums, just say for the sake of 100 albums a month. So I'm going through all that 100 albums a month, filleting what I like, filleting out of that 100 albums a month. I probably like maybe about 30 of them. So like it's an album a day. So you can look at it that way. I get a new album every day and go through the whole year. That's 365 albums. So I can't play all of that stuff because they don't fit into themes. For example, like I'm going to get back into themes as soon as I'm done with this and Massive Music Weekend. I'm going to do the days of the week. So I'm going to do all songs about Sunday, all songs about Monday. So I'm going to start doing that after I'm done with my recap of the year. And the recap of the year is just songs, music, and things I like that I never got a chance to play the whole year. So it really is nice. I get to fillet all the stuff. And the hard part is remembering stuff. Well, I got something last January. Oh, I think I like this tune. And I'll play it. And I go, oh, no, that's got an F-bomb in it. Can't play that. Or I'll play it and I go, oh, that's not as good as I remembered it. Sometimes I find a nice little nugget, like this next little nugget was on a compilation. There's a band that came out called Tsukio, well, actually a guy called Tsukio. He was a child actor. He was in like some 60s, 70s TV shows, and he went on to do really interesting music under the name Tsukio. Came out with one album, a couple singles, great stuff. Stumble across a compilation track I never heard before called Zoo, and this is called Zoom. And we're going to play that right now. So once again, recapping 2023 in a way that, is just being played for the first time for you guys. So, and for me, guys, I love revisiting the stuff that I like and revisit it all year because I am surrounded, I am inundated with new music all the time. And that is a very good thing. Zoom Tsukio.